Limited.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Dometic Interim Report Q3 2015. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. Today, I'm pleased to present Roger Johansson. Please begin your meeting.
Thank you very much. Good morning and good afternoon to you all. This is Roger Johansson, CEO. Report out on quarter three. We have also Per-Arne Blomquist and Erika Ståhl with us on the line. As always, we'll walk you through the interim presentation that you have seen and maybe even read by now. We go to the highlights on page number two. Looking at the third quarter 2015, we can overall say that we've had good underlying growth overall, which is encouraging. We have had margin improvements, and margin improvements actually in most businesses, not all, but most businesses. And we have written all regions. I will comment that a little bit extra when we come to the Americas. But overall, generally good also margin improvements. The underlying market shows a continued positive development. We have, as we have also said to some of you, we have had positive response from all, let's say, major RV shows mainly in Europe. We've had the open days in the U.S., and the sentiment is quite good in both these regions when it comes to RV. I'll comment it later when we come to those pages. Clear is that aftermarket is a main contributor to the improvement in results. This is coming from three reasons, let's say. One is our initiatives in the aftermarket. Secondly, we had a good summer. We had a good warm summer, basically in Europe, but also in the U.S., and thirdly, we had good availability of products during the important summer period, and which made us really take all the sales that we could have. Last year, for those of you that were with us, recall that we had some issues in our DC in Europe. We have continued traction on our efficiency and integration programs. So we're working on improving our cooking kitchen product business in Europe that we call HOT. We're working on improving SG&A in EMEA, and we're working on, for instance, manufacturing consolidation in the U.S., and those activities is moving on and also contributes to the result improvements. Good to see is that we, with this situation, take down leverage from last year at this point, 6.6 to 5.1 net debt to EBITDA. Pierre will talk more about that later. So that kind of summarized the quarter, so let's do a double-click, go to number three. If you look at sales, of course, everything included, also Atwood acquisition, we grow 34% in the quarter, 22% in comparable currencies. But organically is more important, obviously, to highlight. We have 21% growth and 10% underlying growth in comparable currencies. Worth to say is that the sales in the quarter from Atwood contributed with 440 million, as you see on a note down there as well. On the earnings side, EBIT, good conversion, so we have 41% overall and 22% in comparable currencies, and organically 35% versus the 21% growth then, so that's quite good. Cash flow is a little bit softer than we had planned, but Per-Arne will come into that in a little while here. But still, I would say overall, strong cash. Looking at the markets, you start to recognize this chart. The U.S. RV market continues to grow. We have a rolling 3 of 1% up. We have a year-to-date of 4% up, and we have a rolling 12 of 7% up. Just looking at the numbers and rolling 3, it's a little slowdown in growth, but on the positive note is that we have a situation in the U.S. that we seldom see, and I cannot recall that I have seen it since I came into this business, and that is that we have flat. We have no gap between wholesale and resale, and there is no, you know, it's not strong inventory build-ups in the U.S., and that's a good sign. So we think that with this and the good sentiment in the open days in the U.S., I think we're going to see good markets going forward here as well. We ship to Europe, page number five. We actually only showed July here for different practical reasons. I will give you the August numbers as well, but on the rolling three, in July, 15% up, very encouraging. And in July, year-to-date, 10% up then, and rolling 12, as you can see, 7. So, I mean, we see a trend shift in Europe. We've had a very strong first half year and also through the summer, and very good feedback on the Düsseldorf show and some other shows around Europe. Right as we speak, we have the Birmingham show, and we've had Sweden, and wherever you go on the shows, it's good sentiment. The August numbers for your record then is 11, 9, and 7, and then now, you know, we're going to see how September played out and October. Now you go into this phase, both in the U.S. and in Europe, where people basically, like in the U.S., and they use their RVs. They're not buying and register so much RVs at this point. So you have that seasonal pattern. Then we're going to go later in the autumn, then we're going to go into build phase again for shipments throughout the spring next year. If we shift gears to page 5 and look at the truck industry in Europe, I would, you know, summarize it to say it's a solid market. You know, good growth numbers. Rolling 3.22% is very good, and year-to-date, August 18. So the European truck market is solid. As I also normally say, is that we like this underlying growth, of course, but even more focus on our side is to grow our penetration in trucks with our products, with our comfort products. Looking at marine for us, we have a great year in the marine sector, mainly in the U.S., very strong performance, but also the underlying industry shows continued growth. See that the industry on powerboat sales is hovering in the range of 7 to 12% growth with a rolling 12 number of 9.5. Then you see the big boats there. It can be big variations month to month, but in August, 42%, of course, great. Start to get up into those sizes, you know, 2, 3, 4 shipments in a month can make a big difference. So, but it's a good month and continued good growth and a very good business for us. Go to the next page number 8. We put it a little bit in perspective and also to not forget the seasonality. You see that you know, we're hovering upwards. I think it's the 9th quarter consecutive that we have growth and improved earnings. So, of course, the 34% looks great, but it includes, of course, the acquisition as well. But I think it's we're on a good path. A little bit, one further level down than on the regions. Go to page number 9. We have improved margin in most businesses, and we have growth in most businesses. I think it's 6 out of 8. We do, however, have a little bit of a mix shift. You see the aftermarket portion has gone down versus same quarter last year, simply because the Atwood acquisition was, to a large extent, no E business, which impacts this mix, and it also impacts, to some extent, the margins here. So it was a little bit, you know, if I look on the domestic piece of the Americas business, we have margin growth, okay? We grow from some 4.5 to 15 plus. But all in all, with what we have there right now, there is a slight margin deterioration from 12.9 to 12.3, as you can see in the chart. We have also in the quarter a little bit burdened by quality and that drive warranty cost that also driven some extra logistic cost. In the U.S. is burdening the overall result a little bit. What is worth mentioning is that the RV aftermarket business was tremendously strong in the quarter, and also the marine sector as a whole is, as I've said now two times, very strong in U.S. for us. Continue to grow and continue to strengthen the profitability and earnings capability. If we move to EMEA, good growth, as you can see, the 16%, 12% at comparable currency, obviously not a big difference there. Margins moving from 6.2% to 8.3%, and that is a mix of, in the quarter they had strong sales and improvement in all the aftermarket, and also the truck and the car business in the quarter has been very strong. Secondly, we should bear in mind the third quarter is, for the RVO sector, the weakest quarter. We have, during the August time frame, also closed plants That obviously, with our fixed cost that we cannot get rid of during the summer months, we burden the margins a little bit. But again, good improvement from EMEA. Very encouraging. What is coming through is, of course, also their cost improvement activities, and also this time also rather good pricing contribution in the quarter. Pricing on the aftermarket side, I should say. Last but not least, on the Asia-Pacific region, you might recall that I said in the second quarter that we were a little bit discouraged about the development in Asia in that quarter. We actually talked about a decline then. Encouraging to see is that in the third quarter we see strong performance. Growth pace is back, and this is mainly driven by retail aftermarket, and it's both strong sales and price that we have managed well. So you see a margin improvement from 22.2 to 26.9. You are going to see us go a little bit up and down here. These are strong margins and high margins, and there are pieces of Asia that we have to defend and some pieces that we can move on. But if we work on cost and competitiveness here and have great products, I think that we can continue to keep this up. So encouraging to see that Asia is coming back. So summing up, my first portion here is, if you look on the group trends on page number 12, basically you see, you know, trends are continuing to hover in the right direction here, both in actual terms and in constant currencies. With that, I hand over to Per-Arne to continue.
Thank you, Roger. Finalizing discussion about the trends, you could see on page 13 that we are not only sort of growing from a regional perspective, but also if you look at our main businesses, RV, CPV, and marine, they're growing 20 to 50%. RV, of course, impacted by the acquisition of Atwood, but even without that, we should have seen a rather significant growth. And I think it's a strength to see that the businesses and the regions are growing at the same time, and we are not sort of depending on one entity or one region. If we look at the third quarter once again on the page 14, we have slightly the same pattern as we have seen before. Growth of 34% consists of 9% FX, 15% acquisitions, and 10% organic growth. And I think that the organic growth of 10% is a strength. It's mainly driven by the locomotive in Europe, 12% and 9% in the US. But in addition to, even though we might be rather flattish in the organic-wise in Asia-Pacific, they have increased the results. So I think overall, it's a combination of growth, organic growth, and also improvements on the cost and margin side that generate a good result. You could also see on the right-hand side of that picture that basically, I usually say that 85% of the impact comes from our U.S. dollar. So that's where we, given that we have a lot of business in the U.S., U.S. more or less 50%, that is sort of the biggest impact when it comes to translation effects. We then move into slide 15. Our cash flow is slightly below last year. And I think it's mainly depending on we have higher payables and trade receivables. Payables, I think, these two things are phasing issues that we will come back in the fourth quarter in a positive way. If you take the receivables, we actually had a very good month in October, which meant that normally we are lowering the receivables in the month of September, but they were less lower than we usually see because of good sales. So that is positive. If we look at the inventory level, we try to keep inventory in order to be able to sell, and we have done that. So overall, comparing to the previous quarter, we are up when it comes to core working capital up to 22.5%, but we are actually well below last year where we were at 24%, and we still have the ambition to come down to around 20% over time. You could also see what I talked about here on the slide 16, that EBITDA is sort of stronger than last year, but accounts receivables improvements are less than last year, and we have accounts payable, which is sort of negative in the quarter. But as I said, these are facing issues that will have a more positive development in the fourth quarter. Overall, I think that the cash flow and financing situation is good. We have a positive development when it comes to net cash flow from investments. We are also better when it comes from the financing side. And overall, we have a solid cash position in the company, which leads to that if we turn into page 18, that our leverage is now down to 5.1. It's still high, but I mean, it's far below the 7.5 that we have at year-end in 2014. And with the cash generation we have today, we will continue to deleverage going forward. Finally, if you look at the key ratios and try to summarize, I think it's a solid quarter, as Roger said. I mean, organic growth of 10%. We are improving our EBIT and EBITDA margins from 12 up to 12.6 and from 14 to 15.1 compared to the quarter last year. On the cost efficiency side, we are down from 19 or close to 20% to 17.4. We continue to invest 2% compared to sales, and that's more or less in line with what we also depreciate. Core working capital is also down. Continue to have a high return on operating capital. If you compare last year, we did not have Atwood at that point in time, and we added these assets in the fourth quarter, and now we're also starting to get some yield from their results as well. And I talked about the operating cash flow that are somewhat lower than last year, but I don't see that as a sign for the future. It's rather a phasing issue, and would expect the cash flow to be strong in the fourth quarter. Roger, should you then talk about the products?
Yeah, looking at page 20 then, we want to highlight some facts as always. So upper left, Blizzard NXT, our next generation RV air conditioners that we just have launched over there. Great product, improved performance, and in our opinion also, you know, sleeker design than most of the product, and all other products, I should say, that you can see on the U.S. To the right, you see a thermoelectric cup holder for a premium SUV, premium car that just been launched. We see an increased interest for these type of applications, both as cup holders and as storages that are cooled. Growth potential going forward here. And thirdly, not to be overly bold, but I think that we have launched the nicest RV caravan or RV toilet that is in the market for sure. Has a rotating bowl and it has a great design, and I think it's the most modern toilet that there is in the market right now. So this is important. This is what carries the business for us, and we will continue to put effort into this. So all in all, summing it up, I think that you've heard us both say it's an okay quarter for us. We focus on continuing to improve our products, continuing to improve our operations, and also to lean up our overheads and keep focus on the business and stay close to the customers here. So with that, we sum it up and we open up for questions. Operator,
please.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw that question, you may do so by pressing the 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. As another reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press the 01 on your telephone keypad. There will be a further pause while questions are being registered. Okay, as there appear to be no audio questions at this time, I return the conference to you.
Okay, well, I hope that's a sign that we have been crystal clear in the report. Normally there is several questions, but that's okay. Then we thank you for your interest and see you soon then for the fourth quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.